Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
Joe Palca reporting. At least 9 dead in Taliban suicide bombing. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide bomber attack on a police base in Afghanistan's capital that killed at least 9 people and wounded 12 others. The head of criminal investigation for Kabul police said the dead included 2 security personnel and 7 civilians. The attack today comes ahead of another round of peace talks between Afghanistan and the Taliban. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura struggled on Monday to keep peace talks on track in Geneva, where Syrian government and opposition representatives are present but not yet fully involved in indirect negotiations. UN officials said talks that had been scheduled between the UN envoy and the Syrian government delegation for midday Monday were postponed. A spokesman for the main opposition group said today that he'd received a positive response from Mr. de Mistura on their demands to halt strikes and allow the flow of humanitarian aid to rebel-held areas. But the opposition said escalating violence could hinder the already fragile peace process. This is Sharif Shahada. He's a member of the Syrian parliament. He said, "We are facing a dilemma in Geneva. It will be not that easy. It will be a clash to change the face of Syria, but we should be optimistic and we will be armed with hope for a near future in which there will be an end to the bloodshed in Syria, an end to the suffering, and to make the region rest, because the geographical location of Syria means the whole region will be at rest when we, Syria, are at peace." The World Health Organization meets today to decide whether the Zika virus is a threat to global health. In Brazil, there have been about 4,000 cases of birth defects, which health officials say could be linked to pregnant women becoming infected from Zika-carrying mosquitoes. This is VOA News.